That must be him, excitement laced Mrs. Hancock's normally composed voice. The Viscount, Cole Amesbury. Cole, what an unusual name. It invoked an image of dark elegance. A silver-haired gentleman and a lady wearing a turban, adorned with feathers, descended the stairs. Although Alicia did not know them well, over the years she had grown fond of the gregarious Mr. Fitzpatrick and his wife, the outspoken but kind Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Behind the Fitzpatricks strode a man who captured her attention. The immaculate and expertly tailored clothing he wore exuded wealth. Tastefully elegant, without appearing overly concerned with fashion. Lightly tanned from the sun, he made the other men in the room appear ailing. His commanding air promised he could be nothing less than a peer of the realm. The combination of rich dark hair, the strong planes of his patrician face, created an extraordinarily handsome image. A calculating edge colored Catherine's voice, as she greeted the newcomers. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, replied Mr. Fitzpatrick. Please allow me to introduce you to my nephew, Lord Amesbury.
In his black superfine, Lord Amesbury's tall, broad-shouldered frame mocked the physiques of every other gentleman present. He inclined his head politely, but with an air of detachment that extended beyond the fashionable urbane boredom so many pinks of the tone attempted to emulate. "I am delighted to make your acquaintance, Lord Amesbury," Catherine purred. Before the Viscount replied, another voice drew Alicia's attention. "Miss Palmer, I was hoping you would be here." That thin, nasally voice always set her teeth on edge. In dismay, she turned from the paragon of masculinity to his perfect opposite. Colonel Weston. A flutter of nerves edged through her poise. At least one of her unwanted suitors had indeed come tonight. As usual, the colonel stood too close. Alicia took a step back and opened her fan in an attempt to form a protective barrier around herself.
I enjoyed our visit last week, Miss Palmer. I look forward to another very soon.
Colonel Weston eyed Alicia much as a man might evaluate horse flesh at an auction. She barely suppressed a shiver. The thought of spending another moment with the colonel, a sour, disagreeable man who bullied his servants, left a bitter taste in her mouth. Alicia's gaze strayed back to the staircase. She started. Lord Amesbury stared directly at her. His masculine beauty was almost painful, like looking at a handful of diamonds in the bright sunlight. Even at this distance, the sharp brilliance of his blue eyes pierced her. As he moved through the crush, others gave way. His predatory grace mimicked that of a great cat, each movement deliberate, powerful, athletic, as if he held a vast reservoir of strength that lurked, coiled, ready to strike. Those piercing sapphire eyes remained fixed upon her with unnerving intensity. Colonel Weston's voice interrupted her thoughts.
I don't dance, but I hope you'll honor me with a walk in the gardens later this evening.
His condescending tone suggested that she should be the one honored by his request, rather than he. Viscount Amesbury drew her gaze again. He stood in a circle of guests, while his aunt gestured, apparently making introductions. His mouth twitched as if to suppress a wry smile, and a dark brow lifted slightly, suggesting that he found them mildly entertaining, but secretly laughed at their society games.
"Miss Palmer, you are not attending me."
The colonel's tone grew irritated. And Uncle Willard certainly would not approve of Alicia irritating any of her suitors, regardless of her feelings for them. Her entire family counted on her to marry well, and soon, or they all faced debtor's prison. Oh, how had she become so trapped?